From the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carl bringing you AIBF Business Talk. AIBF is an independent national body tasked with enterprise development and the promotion of best-in-class businesses as business all-stars. Today, I catch up with Vicky McGowan of Riva, who has been named as an all-star master practitioner in solo entrepreneur startup support. Vicky McGowan, with a career expanding close to 30 years and having worked with a range of sectors from startups to corporate and semi-state organisations, in 2015 established Riva to support individual and micro business clients remotely. Seeing an opportunity to share her knowledge to individuals curious about starting a serviced business, through her online training program, she now helps individuals gain the confidence and clarity around what that service could be. Vicky, thank you so much for joining AIBF Business Talk today. You've recently been acknowledged as an all-star master practitioner in solo entrepreneur startup support through your business, Riva. Can you tell us a little bit more about the business and about the whole concept behind it?
Yes, Elaine, and thank you for the opportunity to chat with you today. So Riva is a business I established in 2015, and initially it was there to support micro and small business owners in their day-to-day running of their business, and I did that remotely. And it has progressed since then, whereby now I have developed a online training program to support individuals, predominantly women at this stage, but men are also welcome, to help them look at the possibility of setting up their own online remote serviced business under the term virtual assistant. So it's a 6-module program, and I look at it as the opportunity for someone to really hone in on whether self-employment is an opportunity for them before they actually start a business. So it's like the pre-start set stage.
So in other words, they could be in their safe, you know, employee type role right now, but have those, you know, entrepreneur, the flair for entrepreneurship. So they're testing the waters before they actually make the jump, make the leap.
Exactly, Elaine. And to give you an example, like at the moment I have 6 women on the program, and the variety of their background is very interesting. I have a pediatric nurse. I actually have a solicitor, a qualified QS, but no longer in that role, as someone in the hospitality, fitness, and the sixth lady is a therapist. So they're all either in full-time employment, but they're looking, they've been in their roles for so long, they're just at the stage in their career, they're just wondering, are there alternative options that they could consider? But this is a safe way for them to work that out without actually having to leave a role or even go down the route of starting a business without really clarifying that if it's the right route for them.
And the fact that it's online as well means that, you know, there are no barriers really to attending, that you can be anywhere joining in and logging in. Vicky, I'd like to just take you back before you said you started the business Riva in 2015. What was your own background before this, and what I suppose was the motivation behind setting up the business?
Okay, so Riva, well, my own background is vast and varied. I would say it's not the normal route. I would like to say it started at the tender age of 8, when I used to spend my Saturdays with my dad in his butcher shop, and I really loved that as a child. And I, looking back on it, I see now that I learned an awful lot back then about customer service and systems and processes and, you know, the importance of having a routine in your business from the moment you start to the day, the time you close up at the end of the day. But moving on, I've actually worked for 4 corporates, 2 semi-state organizations. I have supported 8 previous startup businesses, and this would be my 4th business. So I would see myself as a vast and varied entrepreneur with a lot of knowledge and background, but nothing specific. I just love a challenge. And when opportunities arose, I was fortunate enough to be in a position to just say, right, let's just go for it. We'll take a chance. So yeah, in relation to the industries, I've worked for advertising, the airlines, health, construction, retail, hospitality, and in fact, I actually did a stint in the funeral industry. So I think agriculture is the only one I really haven't touched on.
Very good. So your wide and varied career across multi industries, that coupled with your flair for entrepreneurship, which was nurtured as a child in the family-based business, lends itself very well to making you, Vicky, very well pleased to actually, you know, work with, you know, potential startups and micro enterprises and solo entrepreneurs to get in getting them established and getting them on the ground. What can you see as having attributed to the early success of your business, of Riva?
I think having the belief and the understanding that, you know, every client is unique and you should give 100% to each client. And no client is interested in how busy I am as long as I'm doing the work for them. So I deliver, my role is to deliver 100% on anything that is asked of me. And I suppose that's why I continue to have long-term retainer clients that I basically worked with over, especially in the last 12, 18 months because of COVID. I've been lucky, fortunate enough that I have managed to link in with solid businesses where I'm helping them in their own business development.
Vicky, did you have any goal in mind in particular when you set up Riva?
My main goal was funny because when I had to, unfortunately I had to close my last business because of the recession. And I remember putting the key in the door and I said, if I ever do this again, because it was a retail business, I said, if I ever do this again, my only overhead would be me. So I kept that promise to myself in that I decided that if I'm going to go down this route again, I need to find a way to create a business whereby I don't have all the additional overheads of rent, electricity, you know, everything that goes with having a premises. So that's how Riva officially came about.
Very good. So it's obvious that you've learned a lot of lessons along your road as an entrepreneur. What's the biggest one that you could say that you've learned?
The biggest lesson I've learned is to take a chance, but also be practical and plan. You know, it's all wonderful having a business idea and because I've done it myself. I've had the business ideas and I've done the usual, oh, let's just go for it, jump into it. But I have forgotten the importance, or I didn't realize the importance of actually doing the pre-startup research and where I would see it as an opportunity to actually set the foundations to a solid business. You know, so to do the research, clarify what it is that you are good at and what it is that you want to do, and put the effort in at the beginning before you actually open, put the key in the door, be it a on the street business or an online service, that you kind of have everything lined up so you're confident that you're ready to hit the ground running.
Vicky, how do you yourself, you know, stay on top or stay ahead of the curve, and you know what you do yourself to kind of to upskill yourself and to make sure that, you know, you're knowledgeable for the businesses that you're now coaching and mentoring, especially through your online program?
Yeah, well, I suppose for me, Riva gives me the opportunity to work with a number of different businesses in different areas. So I'm always continuously learning through the doing of the work that's required of me from those businesses. And in that sense, I'm a firm believer that what you learn, you share. So whatever I learn from one business, I can see how it potentially could benefit another business if they're not already using the process or the system or the software technology.
Very good. So Vicky, what advice now from your experience, because you know you've had multiple businesses beforehand, Riva is there since 2015. What advice from your experience would you give to another person starting out in another Irish business?
Well, as I said, take the time. Like, I mean, it's all good and well to have an idea, but first of all, actually sit back and clarify why you want to do it, Because if you're going to start a business for the sake of wanting to earn money quickly, that's most definitely the wrong reason to start any business. Setting up a business is not easy, and it can be a difficult decision. And it's a decision that once you make, you need to be fully committed to it. And on that basis, that's why I would say to people that really be clear on why it is that you want to do the business. And once you're clear on that and you still want to go ahead with it, well, then the next step would actually be the preparation stage. You know, clarifying what it is that you're good at, where you should, you know, do you have a solution to the problem? And is there a market for your solution? So it's all about the market research, secondary research, primary research, and talking to people. And then if the feedback is still, if you still have that feeling of, yes, there's something in it, well, then move to the next stage. But see it as a process of moving step by step, instead of thinking you have to, you see the big picture at the end and you have to get there quickly, because you will not get there quickly. It takes time.
Is there anything, Vicky, that you've done that maybe if you had the chance back, you'd have done it differently?
Yeah, again, based on my own experience of startups, is do the market research. Mm-hmm. You know, really get clear on what it is. Because ideas come to us twofold every day, and an idea may stick, but is that idea the right idea for you? You know, you might see an opening, but are you the right person to actually do that?
And to have the independent and objective soundboards around you to do that is very important. I know the one thing that I've certainly learned through our journey is that those people are not necessarily your family members, who might be overcautious and protective of you. So it's great to be able to have that type of support in the work that you do. What next for Riva? What does the future hold?
So for Riva, I've just started out on the online training, and I would like to continue doing that. And I can see myself doing, you know, continuing to build up for the next 12 to 15 months. Will it be myself doing it? Probably. That's being me realistic. But I'm also very aware that there are elements of my business that I will need to bring others in to support me with. But I'm very much aware of that. And I know, because I work remotely, I know what's involved in setting that up. And is that eventually I get to the stage where I can potentially step back and look to collaborate with others to come in on the training. So we build it out from there. So for Ireland. But then I'm also currently involved in a worldwide organization, the Genius U, which is a educational platform for entrepreneurs, which is a fantastic resource, because I am engaging with people all over the world, and they have great, like, little micro degrees. So I'm continuously learning from that. But that's what I would say. I want to get to a stage where I can support individuals, and also get to the stage that once they get past the pre stage and they want to move to the next stage of the startup, that I will continue on that journey with them to help them for the first 12 months of their business in relation to ongoing training. And potentially then the growth stage.
So it's no wonder, Vicky, that you've been recognised by the All Ireland Business Foundation as an All-Star Master Practitioner in Solo Entrepreneurship Startup Support. What does this accreditation mean for you?
To be honest, it's an honour and a privilege to actually be recognised, because, you know, when you're self-employed and you're working away and you're there supporting everyone else, to see that your support and what you do is acknowledged at that level is it's an honor and very much it's a privilege, really, and I very much appreciate it, the recognition, because I understand the work that goes in on year end in relation to the validation and you know, verification and all the work that goes in order to have a business get to that level. So on my part, thank you for the recognition.
Well done. Trust, performance and customer centricity. You've proven yourself there, Vicky McGowan. Vicky, I'd just like to lift the bonnet of the car, as I sometimes say, and get to know you maybe personally a little bit better. I'm just going to throw out some quick personal questions to you, Vicky. And just look, the first thing that comes into your head is always the most truthful answer. So I'm going to ask you, what's your most treasured possession?
Oh, do you know what? I know it sounds simple, but my phone and headset, because when I'm out walking, I like to listen to either podcasts or background music, you know, and my trainers for walking.
Very good. When you said your headset there,
simple things.
I thought it was from a work perspective.
No,
well,
no.
Good to know it's to do downtime.
Yes.
If Vicky, if you could send some advice back in time to your 20-year-old self, what would that be? What wisdom would you share?
I would probably say don't be so hard on yourself. And also, I am not responsible for other people. I think I lived a fair majority of my life thinking that I had to take on the responsibility of others. And I have certainly learned in the last 5+ years or so through life experience in general, that I am not responsible and that's okay. And to also give people the opportunity to find their own solutions to the problems.
That's a great realization, Vicky. You know, tell me something that most people wouldn't know about you. I won't say a little secret, but something that people in general wouldn't know about you.
No, I would be introverted. So I'm not sure if that comes across. I would be introverted. I'm actually proud of it, but I've only actually acknowledged that in the last 5 years, again, through my own, I suppose, personal development and learning about myself. But having that knowledge now was just a weight off my shoulders, because now I'm able to accept myself and myself instead of feeling I had to fit into a world that is predominantly extroverted. And there's nothing wrong with that. I can do that when need be, but I also enjoy coming back into my introverted world where I have to recharge my batteries. So I guess that's probably one area.
Very
we'll
good.
Leave it at that.
Yeah. What did you want to be, Vicky, when you were a child?
I wanted to be an air stewardess. I remember sitting on the windows looking out at the sky. I don't know, I just have this thing about flexibility and travel. And unfortunately with COVID, you know, travel restrictions, but I can't wait to get back out there and see the world. We got to make the most of it.
And there's a lot of the world sure is a big place.
Yeah. And also like working remotely. I have the potential to work anywhere in the world. I can become a digital nomad.
But as well as that, Vicky, you can empower other people to work remotely and work all over the world by through the work that you do.
Exactly, yeah.
If you could have a dinner party and invite any 4 guests, who would you like to invite?
Right, off the top of my head, I'd like to sit at the table with Barack Obama. I remember the day he got in. I actually cried the day he got in. I don't know why, I just thought it was a momentous occasion. And I would just like to hear his story. I'd like to throw in Sinead O'Connor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I just think, as difficult as the life the poor woman has had, I think her music is amazing and she would definitely bring some entertainment to the table. For a bit of laughter, Billy Connolly, the old style comedy, and a bit of peace, we might bring in the Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama, oh my God, fantastic. That's going to be definitely one hell of a dinner party.
It'll be interesting for sure.
Yeah, definitely. If you had a motto in life, or is there any motto that you're saying that you live by?
Oh, if you believe in yourself, you can achieve it.
Believe in it.
It might take a while, but just keep believing and you'll get there eventually.
Vicky, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you today. Just to finish up with regard to Riva, you know, what next? You know, what can, you know, our listeners, why would they go to you or check out Riva, and how can you potentially help them?
Yeah, so I suppose at this stage with Riva, obviously I'm at full capacity working with direct clients myself personally, but I would, I'd love for anyone that is interested in looking at possible the opportunity of setting up their own business, virtual remote online service business, or any business, based on what I said, you know, it's could potentially go that way as well, to just get in touch and have a chat with me. My website is reva.ie, and there is a contact button there. You can book a discovery call, and I'd be delighted to have a chat.
Brilliant. So for anybody out there that's in the solo entrepreneur space, in the startup space, or even contemplating it, I'd strongly encourage you to get in touch with Vicky. Vicky, thanks for joining me today. It's been a pleasure hosting you.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.